Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like updating turbines at one of our Indiana wind farms, and producing more oil and gas with fewer operational emissions in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
Intrusive thoughts, deep breathing techniques to find stability and peace amid troubled thoughts. Well, you know, whatever, breathing. Okay, I get
here
that.
Here we got Little John checking in, says, been listening since about 02, 03. Never really understood Tyler's obsession. Well, you got to alter your mind, mindset. I'm not wired like that. And altering your mind doesn't necessarily mean getting drunk. Altering your mind can be meditation. It can be mindfulness. And I think all humans need to do that.
Well, he obviously doesn't drink either, for that matter, that guy who checked in there. I wasn't necessarily mentioned drugs or alcohol. I mean, they do help. They help for, like, the moment you're doing them, and then they go away. So we all know that. Reciting mantras to interrupt and redirect unwanted images and thinking. That's where you just should repeat Big Mac, Nick.
Yeah.
Get rid of the horrible thoughts. Right. Big Mac.
Your mantra can be anything.
Something that makes you happy, like Big Macs.
Engaging other senses such as sounds, tastes, smells, and touch to restore connection to here and now. I do that. I said do-do. I just try to do something else to keep my mind busy, all that kind of stuff.
Reach down and just slowly.
This is the one we should all do. This is what we don't do. This is what we won't do. Or getting to the root of the cause of the problem by seeking to understand where the distress may be coming from. Nah.
Yeah, no. Nah.
That sounds like a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. I don't think I'm any different than anybody else when it comes to weird thoughts in your head. If you're not thinking about something, you're just a dull person. And dull, yeah. You're a mouth breather.
Obsessive thoughts?
Yeah, there's a line in here. They start to make a difference between intrusive thoughts that can lead to obsessive thoughts, and that's what can cause a disorder in your life. So,
right, yeah.
Where's the dividing line between an intrusive thought and an obsessive thought?
Yeah, I don't have obsessive ones. I have intruding thoughts for sure. But like I said, if you're not thinking about anything, you're a mouth breather. You're just sitting there going,
Sometimes I envy those people.
So do I. Dumb people?
There's times
I'd
like to just be a mouth-breathing moron.
Well, it was a crowd of the RNC debates last night.
Oh, sometimes you get there.
I'd like to think so.
You're capable.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, I'm with you, Puss. You know. Ignorance is bliss is a term for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I like this list where it says, not all babble is harmful or negative. Much of it can trigger fear, shame, guilt, worry, remorse, anger, revenge, and more.
That's a full day
of thoughts.
That's after you masturbate all those feelings. Right.
Yeah. I mean, every time I go on a trip, I think briefly, what if this plane goes down? What if I die in this car?
That kind of stuff.
I've thought that.
I think that all the time, but then it quickly goes away.
Yeah.
Although when I was sitting in the L.A. freeway traffic, I just wanted it to end. I never complained about L.A. freeway traffic because I never really have to be anywhere.
Yeah.
But this time I had a meeting with my buddy, and I had a tea time, and then I had to get back.
But once again, Todd, you don't think about getting in your car and leaving work today.
No, I don't think that.
And that's just as dangerous anywhere else, man, you know? Yeah, but you don't think about that when you're driving your own car. So that's. But I mean, can you imagine being scared being in your own car the whole time, like a lot of people are on a flight? You couldn't do anything, man.
That's why. It's not safe to do anyway. But that's why I don't like to smoke weed and drive, because I'll be super paranoid.
Oh yeah,
the whole time.
That and you shouldn't smoke weed.
Right,
and drive.
Yeah. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Remember that fourth DUI you got? I'll play your old man here. Remember the time we both got our fourth DUIs, Nick?
Well, that's right. You and
your tutu. Yeah.
Jesus, Dad. Yeah. I'll play the part of Nick.
A lot of people said, you should never go skiing again. And then I would throw back at them, well, what if you were in a traumatic car accident? You should never drive a car again?
Yeah. Nobody said that's all, hard for all we ever said about to. That was.
No, is, you guys were pretty supportive.
No, I don't think we were.
Other people were not so much.
All we said was, and Puss and I were on the same board here, is that. I wouldn't have done it again. But if you, not because, only because you hurt, but if you hurt yourself again, there's no sympathy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and
I don't again, I don't expect any.
From anybody.
And the counter to your argument about driving a car is, you can't get away without driving. You can get away without skiing.
Yeah, you could. You actually could.
Right.
It would be, most people do.
Well, but I mean.
No. Driving, mean he meant.
Driving. Oh, I thought he was talking about skiing.
Driving a car, where we live at least.
You got to have one.
You kind of have to.
Right. And you know? If you're not, you're going to ride in one. If you're just going to Uber, eventually you're going to be Ubering, you know, something like that. No, people did say that about your skiing action. What? Tell us later on what happened.
I blew up my knee. I fell off a mountain and blew up my knee.
Fell off a mountain.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday. Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I really believe the mindfulness and the meditation has helped me a bunch.
I'm jealous that you can do that, Todd.
Yeah,
I don't know that
meditate.
I have the ability
to. I'm too smart to meditate.
There were a couple of occasions when I was on little golf ventures over the summer where I just sat and I took it in, and it was blissful.
Well, you're by yourself.
This is perfect. This is golf nirvana.
Okay.
And I don't think
like
I would
that.
Have been
you
able
like
to
that.
Do that. No, but if I hadn't practiced this meditation stuff, I don't think I would have been able to achieve that. I don't think I would have been able to sit down enough just to reflect and take it in.
Was it after you took a hit, too?
No, I think now probably.
Right. Come on, let's add that in there. I have no problem with that. Weed is that's a good thing about weed. It's like
I get that, like the ability to just sit down and take in a beautiful surrounding around you.
I can do that.
The meditation, you know, in the truest sense, like you know, sitting there and being able to just turn off your brain.
No,
and,
that's not what you do. You don't turn off your brain. You can't turn off your brain. You just recognize the thought and move on. You don't dwell.
It seems tough.
Just recognize the thought, move on.
How long are you doing that for?
The breathing exercise and the meditation afterwards, probably the 35, 40 minutes.
That's a long time.
Well, I only do a couple times a week.
Are you sitting on the ground?
I'm sitting on a chair.
The masturbating chair?
No, this is this is the basement. It's the meditation chair.
Does Christy ever come in and just like put a mirror under your nose? And go, yeah, he's fine.
Do you put ear coverings on or anything? Do you have a lot of dogs at your house? Do you hear the dogs like running around while you're meditating?
Well, there's audio that goes with it that you're supposed to copy the guy's breathing. You know, because you breathe fast, you breathe slow, you hold your breath, all kinds of stuff.
I think I would fall asleep.
I just think you need to find peace in Jesus. That's what I do. You know,
see, that was always my argument, Nick, when I took that in college, when I took the relaxation techniques class. That
Which
was
is, UNO loves you pimp that, by the way.
It was the last semester of my senior year. I just needed credits.
Right.
But that was my excuse. Like, I fell asleep in that class every day. And
you're working a lot, too, by the way.
I was working overnight here.
Right.
But I went, well, if I fell asleep, then I'm relaxed.
Or you could get to the root of the problem and seek understanding where the stress might be coming from.
Nah. That's too much work.
Nah.
That is a lot of work.
Well, then what do you think about after that's solved?
And it does say that to do that, working with a mental health advisor may be helpful.
Ah,
you're going to have to, like, really
get it. Todd's the only one that's done that. I haven't. Nick, did you talk to somebody after you got played with?
Briefly.
But you were a kid, though, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't know what to say to a kid.
Yeah, I went in, and then when my parents were going through their divorce, they sent me to go talk to somebody, and they were just like, I think they thought that, like, that half an hour really fixed it. All right. I think we're good. And now I'm here.
My dad's out of the closet, right?
Obviously fixed.
Yeah.
But as an adult, Todd's the only one that I know of all of us, obviously, that sat down and talked to a professional. And I always feel, and this is totally wrong, that no, I you don't want to hear this crap.
Yeah.
And I know it's totally wrong, but I just can't get over that sitting down just telling somebody. Because I feel like, yeah, that's not a big deal, is it?
Nah. Yeah,
I'd like to. I just wonder where you start.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, well, Todd fired some of his wanting to know about your, was it your mom or your grandma, all that kind of crap.
Yeah,
you know?
He was digging a little too deep.
Everybody's got problems.
I wanted to dwell more on the present.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that approach.
Yeah.
I don't care about my mom. I want to know why I'm an ass.
I care about your mom.
Yeah. She's very caring.
Yeah, I lay on the couch and talk about her all the time.
So talking with a friend, according to this expert, writing in a journal or engaging
in
physical fitness.
I couldn't read my journal if I wrote in it.
Or finding a spiritual outlet could help you feel more productive, connected, and purposeful.
I would argue that golf is your spiritual outlet, Tom.
Right, right.
That's your communing with nature moment.
That and Jesus.
I saw a place at a strip mall yesterday. It was called Jesus Christ Soul Therapy.
Did you
mean
go
like
in?
You come across and go, oh,
no,
Jesus Christ is soul therapy.
I did not.
Jesus Christ soul therapy. Like what? That's just a swear word before
it's
it.
Soul,
like
S-O-U-L.
All right.
Oh. No, not S-O-L-E,
right.
like Jesus was working on your feet.
Yeah, that would be different.
Jesus can cure your plantar fasciitis.
Jesus, that feels good. That's you yelling when somebody's rubbing your feet. Jesus, that feels good, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.